Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Reddy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting 8th. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. And now, play ball. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blankenship moves to third. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Otto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Reddy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lewis. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammond hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to third. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Whiten reaches third base with a triple. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Whiten scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Ortiz moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Berga goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Vince Horsman now pitching. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. There goes Whiten. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lansford. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts for a single. Lewis moves to second. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Lewis. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Lansford applying the tag. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Scott Hammond batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hammond is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammond hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ortiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whiten is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Rich Gossage now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Randy Reddy. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Hemond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Scott Hemond. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground for a single. Quirk moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Blankenship is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Quirk moves to third. Brown moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.